Hello. This is the chap who normally comes on at the start of these podcasts, this time affecting a simply dreadful British accent, for if I don't miss my guess, you're listening to this as part of The Rack, the Icebox Radio Theatre's new podcast of fantasy and science fiction. And nothing says fantasy quite so much as an American actor attempting to sound like something he's not. Now, we love all of our listeners, of course, but we especially love those who have stepped through the velvet ropes to become a listening supporter. Castles and spaceships are quite inexpensive to render here in the world of audio, but petrol money for actors as well as new microphones and equipment are somewhat less so. So we continue to depend on you, the wonderful listener, to help us continue to bring these stories to the world. Simply go to our website, that's iceboxradio.org, and look for the word support across the top of the page there. On that page, you can learn all about our Patreon, you can learn about our membership program, or even just how to drop a fiver in the post. We're not picky. We just appreciate whatever kind attention you and your checkbook may be able to offer us. And now, since brevity be the soul of wit, I yield for this evening's presentation. You are driving in a dark forest, the pine boughs heavy with snow. At the end of a long dirt track road, you arrive at your destination. It's a small, weather-beaten motel called Toujours Joli. It's not much to look at, really. Just a single weather-beaten shack surrounded by a half-dozen equally run-down cabins. Out back, there's a dingy fishing dock right next to the spaceport. And a few picnic tables for cleaning fish, conveniently placed right next to the time portal. So it's easy to dispose of the chum. Come up to the office now. Let the bear in the tuxedo take your bags. Ask the time-traveling Viking at the concierge desk if you have any questions, and then step up to the main desk to meet the owner, Old Pierre.
Hello, and welcome to Toujours Joli Motel. Looking for something to do? We have all kinds of tourist information right over here. I invite you to select a brochure from The Rack.
The Mermaid was recorded in International Falls before a live audience.
Mr. Dursey, there's been an accident. We did everything we could.
What do you think you're going to do now, Lewis?
You could move back in here with me for a little while.
No, Mother, I couldn't do that.
But her injuries were just too severe.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's just been a bad year, man. Come out with me.
No, I couldn't. It's just too soon.
Just come on.
Hello? Is this seat taken?
No, go ahead.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Lewis.
Are you seeing that nice Amanda girl again tonight?
Look, we're just going to a movie, Mom.
It's been 2 years since, well, Madeline passed away. Amanda seems very serious.
We're just friends.
Is it something I said?
No, nothing.
Lewis, stop. Please, talk to me. What's wrong?
Look, it was 2 years ago tonight, okay? 2 years ago tonight that she died. I shouldn't have gone out.
You can't mourn her forever.
Don't tell me how to feel. And let me say one thing right now. You will never take Madeline's place. Never.
I didn't mean to.
Never!
Smooth move, Einstein.
Maybe you should just move in with me.
I can't do that, Mom. I don't want to be in any trouble.
So are you trying to be a moron, or is this just something that comes naturally?
You'd be no trouble at all.
No, Mom, I've decided. I'm going up to the lake home.
The lake home?
The lake home?
You never liked that place.
I know. But Madeline loved it.
Don't say hi.
Oh, hello, Miss Park.
Forget something?
What?
Rod and reel.
You shouldn't be sitting on the dock like this unless you got a rod and reel in your hand. Looks strange. People will talk.
I don't feel like fishing today.
Here. I brought you one.
Sorry, brought me one what?
Rod and reel. It's an old one. Been sitting here in my garage for 20 years.
The reel's rusted.
Haven't you been listening, Lewis? This here is for appearance's sake.
All right, thanks.
Didn't think we'd see you up here again. What's it been, 2 years?
At least.
You remarried?
No.
Well, you ought to be. Not a good idea for a man to be without a wife. First, it's dishes in the sink. Then the laundry gets forgotten for a month or two. Next thing you know, he's into ham radio. And that's the end, as far as a woman is concerned. Got a girlfriend?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, so it's ham radio then.
No. Look, I'm not, I mean, I am seeing someone, just not very seriously.
Call her.
What?
Call her right now. Where's she from?
The Chicago area.
Oh, then she's never seen Autumn in the borderland. Call her up and invite her to your cabin.
I can't do that. The place is a mess, and besides, what would it look like if I... You know...
I'll chaperone. Used to do that at the school dances when I was still teaching Phi Ed. We never had a girl get in trouble when I was in charge. Let me tell you. Bet you got a cell phone.
Yes.
Use it then. Well, I gotta go. Nice talking to you, Lewis. Come down later. I'll slaughter you at cribbage. Lewis?
Yes, Miss Parr?
Cell phone. Now.
Look, I don't
think... Now. Good boy.
You're hopeless, Lewis. You know that. You don't even know why you came up here. I wasn't a fish, so I guess I don't need that. Oh, Madeline, I'm sorry. Why didn't I love this place while you were alive? Hello?
Ah, my hero.
Lois!
Oh!
I'm sorry.
You startled me.
I'm sorry. How long have you been up here?
Did you drive all the way from the city today? Look, you know your doctor didn't like that.
You're my sibling, not my mother. Would you kindly explain what you're doing in my cabin?
It's our cabin.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. But you hate this place.
Well, what would make you think that?
Our childhood, remember? Father trying to get you to fish, to walk on the islands with him. I even tried to take you canoeing one year. You dropped the paddle.
It was slippery.
You hated this place.
Well, what difference does it make? You don't come up here anymore yourself. Wait.
Just listen.
Abbott, not again.
This is a new offer, and it's very generous.
Look, Father's will was explicit. We are not to sell this cabin.
Lewis, I don't think you understand how much money we're talking about.
The money doesn't matter. Dad's will said that we...
But Father's will said we are not to sell the cabin. We are not going to sell it, but we are going to invest in a new resort around it. And at the end of that investment, we will retain the title and 51% of the resort. We won't have sold anything.
That's not what he meant.
We can even leave this cabin up if you like. Turn it into a storage shed or something.
No. I'm going to live here.
What? You're going to what?
I'm moving up here full time.
Oh, Lewis.
Look, I know what you're thinking, but I'm doing it. I've already talked to work, and they're willing to let me telecommute.
You hate the woods.
I'm learning to like them.
If you couldn't learn to like them while Madeline was alive, you never will. Oh, don't give me that look.
Look, according to the will, half the cabin and the property is mine. Any development needs my approval.
You're being obstinate.
I want to stay here.
If you want to hold yourself up, do it in the cities. Do it in the Bahamas, for pity's sake. Just don't do it here.
I just want...
Why do you hate me so much?
Do you think this is about you?
Isn't it?
No,
What is it about? Why are you insisting on staying here?
Look, I need some air.
Wait! Don't you walk away from me! Lois! Lois! I'm bringing papers tomorrow.
It won't make any difference.
I'm going to give you a night to sleep on this. I'm going to give you some time to become rational.
And if I still say no tomorrow?
You never could beat me, Lewis, not at anything. And you're certainly not going to beat me at this. Yes, this is Abbott Darcy. Get me Mr. Phelps immediately.
What did I do to deserve this? I just want to... You know, I don't know what I want, but I don't want this.
What do you want?
Who's there?
It's just me. Now, what do you want?
I can't see you. Are you in the lake?
Silly. Of course I'm in the lake. And I'm going to get a teensy bit upset if you don't answer my question.
Are you under the dock?
Oh, don't come any closer.
I'm sorry. I can't see you.
Is that a problem?
Well, look, I'd like to know how much you just overheard.
Everything. I was down here the whole time.
Do you always sneak around under people's docks?
Mm-hmm. Drives my mother crazy.
Well, whoever you are, look, I'm really sorry, but I've got this splitting headache, and I'm about to lose my home, and I just don't have any patience for games right now, okay?
Is that what you want? For your headache to go away?
Well, sure, I guess. I'm just going to go lie down and... what was that?
Nothing. Now, touch the lake.
What?
Reach down and touch the lake.
What for?
Your head, silly. Go on, the lake's right there next to your foot.
How is touching the lake going to cure my headache?
Oh, men are so infuriating sometimes.
Madeline used to say that, just like you just did now.
The lake.
There. Hey!
You see?
My head, it's... Who are you?
No one of importance. You're Lewis, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but...
And the other one, his name was Omelet?
No, Abbott. His name's Abbott.
I don't like him. What was he talking about, cabins and boats and everything?
Oh, well, Abbott and I are brothers, and this is our family cabin, and, well, he wants to develop the property for tourists.
Tourists?
Yeah, you know, people on vacation, campers, boaters, fishermen.
Fishermen?
Yeah.
Fishermen? Those horrid, awful, nasty land crawlers with the hooks and the nets and...
Hey, listen, take it easy. I go fishing sometimes.
You do?
Oh, sure. We came up to this cabin every summer when we were kids. Mom would give us a little cup of corn kernels, and we'd come hang our feet off the dock and pull sunnies and bluegills out of the water all afternoon. Look, I really need to see you. Can I see you? You sound like something's wrong.
It is. I thought you were different. I thought because yesterday when you threw that stick in the water that you were different.
What stick?
The stick the female gave you. You threw it right in the water.
You mean that old fishing pole? I was just angry.
You didn't mean to throw it in the water?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that, but... Look, who are you? You can't just swing around on the pilings all day. Show yourself.
I thought you were different. I thought I'd finally found one who was different.
Oh, different than what? Where are you, please?
You're all the same. This is what I think of you, fishermen.
Hey! What is it? What? That's impossible. They don't exist. Oh, my head! My headache's back. Headache's worse.
The IBRT will return in just a moment.
Evening, Lewis.
Miss Park.
I see you're on your dock without a fishing pole again.
Yeah.
Something wrong, Lewis?
What?
I say, is something wrong?
No, can't think of a reason.
All right, Lewis. Look at me.
What? Oh, hello, Miss Park.
Evening, Lewis. Why are you looking at the lake like that? You seem distracted.
Didn't sleep very well last night.
Oh, I can see that. Bags under your eyes and all.
And I just felt like looking at the lake, you know?
Sure. Why have a cabin on the lake if you can't come look at it once in a while? Hey, care if I join you? Or would you rather be alone?
Yes. Please.
Louis?
What?
Well, call me nosy and all, but did you see something in the lake?
See something? I don't know what you mean.
Well, your face flushed something awful just now. Are you feeling all right?
I didn't see anything, that's all. No big deal.
You did see something.
No.
What did you see?
Nothing. She was just a swimmer anyway.
She?
Miss Park, I'd really like to be alone right now, so if you don't mind...
You saw a mermaid.
Whoa! No, I did not see a mermaid. I talked to somebody, but she was a swimmer.
Did she put the hex on you?
Of course not!
Louis, what did she do?
Nothing. She talked to me for a while, then she swam away. She was only trying to help.
Help? Help what?
Nothing. I took some aspirin and it went away.
You had a headache?
Yeah.
And the mermaid cured it with, three slaps of her tail?
Yeah. No, of course not. What mermaid? Goodbye. I want to be alone.
Oh, Louis. I should have guessed this would happen, you being all vulnerable and all.
Wait. Are you saying you believe in mermaids?
My whole life.
So they really exist?
Don't you believe your own eyes?
I don't. I mean... Well, come on, mermaids!
Uh-huh.
Here in the lake!
Why not the lake?
I don't know, it seems like they'd be saltwater creatures.
You're in trouble.
Oh, no, my headache was gone hours ago.
It's not your headache, you have to get away from here.
Why?
Your immortal soul is in danger.
What are you talking about? Are mermaids satanic or something?
Well, there never was a mermaid born that I didn't have a little siren in her. Personally, I think that's why they like this lake. All the reefs and rocks... Plenty of places to run a boat aground.
Have you seen them?
First time when I was just 9. A little one, flapping around in the channel that runs down the middle of Stop Island. I never will forget that. Truth be told, it's probably why I'm a spinster lady, living alongside the lake. That's the power they have, Louis. And I'm just a woman.
What do you mean?
Well, women and girls, we can be entranced by a mermaid. But it's nothing like what they'll do to a man. A man will run his $50,000 yacht up on the rocks to get close to one. A man will step right off into deep water because he thinks one's calling his name. He'll set out on a 6-foot dinghy with the winds howling and the chop up over his head just because he thinks he saw something break the water out there. They want to get their hooks in you, Louis.
Why?
Who knows? They're as much cat as fish about the creature. Maybe they just like to play with you a while, like a cat playing with a mouse before he kills it.
You make it sound like they're hunting.
I suppose they are, after a fashion.
Oh, and my immortal soul is the prey.
Oh, no. They could care less about that. What I meant was, a man can lose his soul to a lot of things. Money, a career, even fishing. But those are just things. They can't draw you in like a mermaid can. I suppose a mermaid's a bit like a drug, and we're all addicts.
Well, what do they want?
Attention.
Well, if they wanted attention, why don't they just come out? Every tourist in the Midwest would be here.
That's not attention. That's gawking. A mermaid wants to know that a man would give up anything just to catch a glimpse of her. I suppose you could say they have some things in common with a woman. Only there's not a moral bone in a mermaid's body. They're a wild thing, and they do not have your best interests at heart.
You sure know how to tell stories, Miss Park.
You don't believe me?
No, it's ridiculous. Of course I don't believe you.
You'll be coming inside then. The mosquitoes will be... getting pretty bad soon.
I'll stay out here a little while.
Uh-huh. Louis?
Hmm?
Be careful.
Okay, life vest, check. Plenty of gas for the motor, check. Oars. I should get oars in case I need to sneak up on her. They are... Where are the oars? Hello?
Hello? Louis?
Who is this?
It's Amanda. Is this a bad time?
Amanda? Oh, all right. Amanda. Yes.
Yes, it's a bad time?
No, I mean, yes. Can I call you back?
You said you'd call when you got to the cabin, and you never did.
Great. I'll call you back.
Louis.
What?
Stay on the line, please.
All right. What is it?
I don't know where to begin. I've missed you.
I missed you, too. Can I call you back?
Just answer one question. Is there someone else up there?
What do you mean?
Don't play dumb, please.
I'm not playing.
All you ever told me about that cabin is that you hated it, and now, for no apparent reason, you want to live there. Is there an old girlfriend or someone that's good?
No, of course not. Look,
There is someone. I can hear it in your voice.
It's not what you think.
Then tell me, what is it?
There isn't a woman.
Oh my God.
No, not that. I don't mean that.
If that's what you want, but
no,
it
listen,
wasn't me,
look,
was
Amanda,
it?
Amanda, there isn't anyone, okay? There's no person that's keeping me up here. There's no one else in my life right now. No one but you, all right? I'm really sorry what I said about replacing Madeline.
Thank you.
When I get back, I'll call you. I promise we'll stay on the phone all night if you want, but there's something I need to do right now.
I never can figure you out, Louis. Why is that?
Look, I'll call. I promise.
Okay.
Just 5 more minutes. That's... Hey! Where are you?
Over here.
I can't see you.
You'll see me. Just come a little bit farther.
Look, I need to talk to you.
Just a little farther.
I really need to talk to you.
Well, then talk, silly. I can hear you fine.
Is it true?
Is what true?
Are you what I think you are?
What difference does it make what I am?
Well, because if you are what I think you are, I mean... If you even exist, that means there's magic in the world. That means it's possible.
What's possible?
Well, that I can have her back. That I can get her back.
Madeline?
Yes.
Too late.
For Madeline?
No. For you.
Well, the biggest piece is right here. And then some of it floated over there. And then the rest of it floated over there. And the motor, it's down at the bottom someplace.
Oh, Louis, your beautiful boat.
Amanda, what are you doing here?
Your neighbor called me, and she loaned me this boat.
I didn't know you could handle a boat.
I'm a Minnesota girl, Louis. Dad took me fishing every summer until I was 16.
Oh. You came all this way to save me, didn't you?
Your neighbor sounded worried. I was worried. I figured... Yeah, I came to save you.
Well, I guess I need saving now that I look at it. Look, Amanda, I'm sorry. I've been a fool.
No.
Yes, I have. I mean, it's Madeline. Madeline's always going to be very important to me, but I don't think she would have wanted me to go on like this. Amanda, will you marry me?
Can I get you in the boat first?
Louis,
Hello, Miss Park.
Shouldn't be standing on the dock like this. People will talk.
Because I don't have a fishing pole.
Because you're at your own wedding. Doesn't look right to drift away like this. Besides, I haven't had my dance yet.
Your dance? I didn't know you danced.
Dance you straight into the ground, mister. You don't teach a polka unit to 8th graders for 30 years without picking up something. Come on, let's go make your bride jealous.
I'll be along.
Louis.
No, I understand you're concerned, but, like, I just feel like I should say goodbye.
She won't like it, you know.
Oh, she doesn't have to like it.
All right, but you be back there in 5 minutes, or I'm coming after you, and this time I'll have my hooks with me.
I suppose I should thank you. I wouldn't have known what to do if you hadn't, done what you did. But after you made a fool of me and Amanda drove all the way up here and climbed in that boat just to, it was just all so obvious then. And I couldn't think of another way to thank you, so this is my own fishing pole. And, I'm not signing that agreement with Abbott. There won't be a resort on this land. Now, sure, there'll still be fishermen, of course, just not here. So take care of yourself. I wish Amanda and me luck, though. I suppose you don't do that, do you? Goodbye, wherever you are.
Good luck, Louis.
Icebox Radio will return in a moment.
You've been listening to The Mermaid by the Icebox Radio Theater. Your cast this evening included Jeffrey Adams as the bad friend,
Karen Schickel as Amanda,
Neil Smith as Abbott or Omelette,
Linda Faith's mother,
Leanne Leighton as Miss Park,
Ayla Nordrum as the mermaid,
and Gene G as Lewis.
Ladies and gentlemen, your cast of the mermaid this evening. Written and directed by Jeffrey Adams. Sound effects by Ms. Linda Faith and Jeffrey Adams.
Can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created, and for over 3 decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive.